When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Korzenowski in for Chad Hartman today. Chad will be back on Monday. I, for one, am in favor of legalized sports betting in the state of Minnesota. But that doesn't mean I am in favor of allowing virtual sports books such as DraftKings or FanDuel Sports to invade our state. According to his brilliant 13-part podcast, Against the Rules, Michael Lewis, the author of Moneyball and Big Short and several other books, has exposed the way these virtual sports books are targeting problem gamblers and kicking out the good gamblers. In doing my research about the status of Minnesota on that, I came across a note where Senator Aaron May Quaid has specifically targeted these virtual casinos, and I was glad to see that. I'm glad to welcome her to the airways now. Thanks for joining the show today, Senator.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I understand you're at the airport. Where are you coming back from?
Chicago, and I apologize if there's airport noise while we're talking.
Now, I in looking at it through that, did I capture that correctly? And again, I don't know whether you're against all sports betting, it's sports betting in Minnesota, or whether it's just the virtual predators like DraftKings and FanDuel. What's your position on all that?
Yeah, it's a great question, and you've really identified kind of where I fall. I'm not opposed to on-premise sports betting. I deeply oppose mobile sports betting. I think that it is highly predatory. It combines all of the worst, most addictive features of gambling with our phones, which we're already very addicted to, and you add in algorithms. You have people betting from the boardroom, the bedroom, the carpool line, and it's just a recipe, and we've seen this in other states for bankruptcies and financial abuse and suicidality. I mean, the repercussions are huge, and I just don't want to bring that to Minnesota.
You know, it's by Minnesota being a little slow to jump onto this landscape that was opened up by the Supreme Court and Samuel Alito. From the number one betting state in the country, New Jersey. I'm sure Alito's probably got bookies that are his buddies. And they made this the sports gambling legal. But you're right, Minnesota has a chance to see what the other, I think there's 36 states that have passed legalized sports gambling, and they can see what happens there. I mean, the bankruptcies and the things that happen there's no dispute that what happens to these states.
That's right. And I think it's important to know that every state around Minnesota, so North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, they have on-premise sports betting, but they don't have mobile sports betting. Iowa is our only neighbor that does. And you can see the difference in those states. And, you know, there are two huge states, California and Texas, very different in their politics, that have also not expanded mobile sports betting into their states. And I think that there's a reason why we see the last, you know, holdouts, and it's because we're seeing the harms, and that really crosses the political spectrum.
It's like I said, if you listen to that podcast, and I don't know if you have, Senator, you would really, it's really illuminating. It's illuminating in that what happens is the people that are the problem gamblers, the people that have a problem, that are losing all their money, they get invited into a VIP room. And
yep.
And then the gamblers who are successful, like there are some professional gamblers out there, mm-hmm. who are very successful gamblers. As soon as they win a few times, they get kicked off the app. And right. So they're doing it the exact opposite. They should be identifying the problem gamblers and kicking them off. And then they should be allowing the good gamblers, if they're good, to be able to do it. And that's how it would work in Vegas. For example, if you go into the casino, they might have limits on what you gamble. But if I win the bet, they're not going to kick me out of their sports casino. They're going to let me keep coming back because they figure in the long run they'll get you. And I don't know what Vegas does for problem gamblers, but they're not bombarding them with ads every minute of the day on a machine that somebody's holding 24 hours a day.
And it's one of the benefits of having a physical place to go to, right? People add themselves. They self-ban themselves from casinos. You can keep people out. There's barriers like having to drive or to fly or take time off, have gas, right? The actual barriers to going to a place really help folks who are battling problem gambling or who know that they would battle problem gambling stay away. When it's on your phone, it's in your pocket on a device connected to your bank account, it runs rampant. And you hear a lot of folks who mobile sports bet that say that, you know, if they couldn't do it on their phones, they probably wouldn't do it at all. They're not going to take the time to go to a casino. And so, and the other thing too is that in the states that have expanded, so Connecticut is a really good example. They had their data come out shortly before the Super Bowl in 2024, and they found that 70% of sports bettors in the state were about 10% of the population, but more than 50% of sports bettors were less than 2% of the population. It was the problem gamblers. And so these companies know that if they can just get problem gamblers into, you know, their app, then they are going to make money after money after money, and they have all sorts of ways to continue siphoning that money off of those folks.
Yeah, they just keep bombarding you with new bets that you can make. You know, you're losing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you bet in this quarter, and then they really try to get parlays. Parlays where you have multiple events, and if you get them all, you win a lot of money. But the odds are so high that people almost never win them, and they're huge money makers for the FanDuels and the DraftKings of the world. And so, let's talk about Minnesota. Do you feel like in the Senate where you are or in the House that there's a majority of legislators that feel the same way about DraftKings and sports books, or do they just view it all like let's let everything in?
You know, that's a really good question. I think what we've seen over the last 2 or 3 years is a coalition really emerging, and it's bipartisan in both chambers that have serious concerns about mobile sports betting in particular. And so, you know, there hasn't been 34 votes in the Senate, no matter how they run the bill, to pass sports gambling expansion in this way. And they're getting farther away from that, not closer. They've lost support over the years and they have gained support. So I think, you know, I have said before, if we had an on-premise brick-and-mortar sports betting bill before us, I would vote for it today. But I will not be supporting expanding mobile sports betting. And I think states that have done it are already looking at ways to roll it back.
Yes. And you mentioned that both Texas and California don't have mobile sports betting. In the podcast, Michael Lewis talked directly about that. And it was interesting because they do have sports betting in the casinos, the Indian-owned casinos. And then the head of the Indian-owned casinos, who is a very colorful, speaks very colorfully in the podcast, I can tell you that, he said, we could see the white man coming. He goes, we're used to this. So they fought off. So they're the reason why California doesn't allow the mobile sports betting. But how long will that last? How long will the Indian casinos there be able to fight it off? And I would imagine that maybe when we're talking about doing brick and mortar sports betting in Minnesota, are you talking about putting them in the Indian casinos or somewhere else, or has that not been discussed that far?
I mean, what I would support would be on premise at the Indian owned casinos, because that's the way our betting laws are set up right now, our gambling laws. It would only permit it there. In fact, the mobile sports betting bill that has been put forth would have the Indian owned casinos actually licensing the apps themselves. And so kind of no matter which way we're doing it, we're still upholding the regulations that we have around gambling in Minnesota, which is, held by our sovereign native nations.
Yes.
So, yeah, that is definitely a thing in Minnesota. But I think that there are so many other aspects to mobile sports betting and this, you know, DraftKings and the FanDuel. I mean, there's all these bets that are happening, for example, on college sports teams, right? Half of whom the players aren't even old enough to bet themselves. And people are losing their 401ks or their kids' college education money on random bets that these kids are making a free throw or, you know, swimming a certain time or, making a goal, and they are getting death threats. And, you know, these are kids, right? And it's just a really, really terrible way. I mean, there's a reason we kept gambling out of sports for so long. And we have seen just in the introduction of mobile sports betting, but this expansion of sports betting, we have seen the degradation in sports, both collegiate and professional. And we keep seeing more and more examples. I just think it's just not a good thing to do for the integrity of sports.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You're right. And there's been a couple of players, one former Minnesota Timberwolf, Malik Beasley, where he was seen at the end of an NBA game where his team was losing by 9. And, you know, the NBA just usually dribbles it out. There's 9 seconds to go. He raced down the floor to make a layup to cut it to 7, and the line was 7.5. So people are wondering that. And then what and there's death threats being made to players, you know, because, hey, you didn't. I know Max Holmgren, golf, you know, he used to have a huge social media presence, and he goes, I can't be on there anymore because somebody bet on him, and he missed the putt on 18, and they're saying, you know, we're going to come and get you. I mean, it's really terrible.
Or, you know, college kids will often, after games, they'll get Venmo requests from their classmates of, like, pay me all this money, you lost me, right? Like, imagine going to school and that happening to you. It's just, it really is, it's degrading the integrity of sport and why we have sport in the first place.
Well, Senator, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it. We'll do it again sometime. And keep up the good fight. Keep that stuff out of our state.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Senator Erin McQuaid, an opponent of that. You know, it's funny. When I was working at the Minnesota Daily, as a young up-and-coming sports writer, the NFL strike was on. So we were doing fantasy football, Big Ten, okay? I mean, this was before you had the app or anything like that. There was, you know, you're just keeping records.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we're sitting there and we're interviewing this quarterback from Indiana, and I can't believe I can't remember his name. He ended up playing in the NFL for quite a – and my buddy Ray Higgins says, you know, I had you as a quarterback. Thanks for getting me all those points. We didn't, like, berate him. He said, you got me a bunch of points tonight. So thank you. We were talking – so the guys we're covering were the guys that we were drafting because the NFL was on strike. So I'll tell you, my eyes were blown. But I was unaware that this is what was going on with DraftKings. And yeah, I'm saying DraftKings and FanDuel because they're like 95% of the market. There's many other ones out there, but that it is, you know, you still can do the fantasy stuff on there. So that's still a little bit of gambling. You can say you're going to pick, does he have more than 12 rebounds? Does he have less than 12 rebounds, right? You can do that. And that's probably bad enough. That is going on in this state. That is legal in this state, I believe. But not the actual sports betting on the games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remind me, was it a podcast or show that you kind of opened your eyes to?
It's on the Pushkin Network, which is the network run by the guy, I'm so bad with names, but just Michael Lewis, and the name is Against the Rules, and they have like, this is one season of it, it's 13 episodes. He has many, many other Against the Rules. And he's just, if you've seen Moneyball, if you've seen The Big Short, I mean, these are his books. He's really, it's like reading one of his books. It's really amazing how he breaks it down and what he does. And the best part about it was he was worried about his son because this is in high schools. This is in colleges. In fact, college males are the number one target of these sports
all
books.
All over it.
And they all got them. They've got them on their, you watch them in a game, they all got their phone to them, okay? And Lord knows, if that had been around when I was there, I probably would have done it. In fact, I'm going to tell a quick story. when I was in Fort Myers, just starting out as a sports writer, I was in Quad Cities, and I'd always go to this bar called Governor's, and it was just kind of like Cheers. It kind of looked like Cheers. You come and they go, Coors, how you doing? Because I was single. I'd go there, have a few beers, eat dinner, watch sports. This is where I'd hang out with my buddies. And this one guy had a bookie. He says, the NCAA tournament is on. And so this was the great Georgetown teams and with Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
And they were a 13.5-point favorite over Chicago Loyola. I'm going, what? They're going to beat Chicago Loyola by like a million. So I placed a $50 bet. That time I was making $12,000 a year.
That
was a lot of money. And so I'm watching the game. It's tied at halftime. I'm like losing my mind, right? And the second half, they get up. They finally, they're at the free throw line, and they're up. I think I was given 13.5, and they're up 13. And they're up maybe they're up 14. And the guy, if he hits the two free throws, they'd be sick. They'd be up anyway. I would recover.
It's looking good.
He misses it one. So the other team, they throw the ball in to a guy who was from the Quad Cities, who I did a story on at some point in time in his career when he was in high school. He's running down the court. They're down by 14, 15. Just launches up a three, banks it in to cover the spread. I am telling you, that's the best thing that could have ever happened to me. If I had won that bet, who knows? I might be on FanDuel and DraftKings right now. So I felt so bad about losing that bet that I realized I can't bet. I don't think I've placed a couple of sports book bets. Like I placed a bet when I was in Vegas for the Wolves to win the NBA title, and I had like high odds on that. You know, it was a $100 bet, you know. And then I actually hedged it by betting the Celtics to win, and the Celtics won, so I ended up winning money, like $300. But that's about it. I couldn't get into doing that regularly.
Yeah. And now if you had the online app today and you lost that bet, you'd get probably 7 notifications mm-hmm. about all the next games coming
exactly.
up and how you can chase that loss, make that money back. Come on, Scott. Come on. Let's go.
Have some fun. One thing in this show is Michael Lewis was so concerned about his son that he thought, how can I keep my son from becoming a problem gambler? Because I can't tell him not to gamble because then he will, yeah. right? Anybody that has teenagers knows how it is, right? So he gave him $5,000. And you wouldn't have to do that. So you could give your kid $500. That's not the point. He gives him $5,000. And the kid went and actually had some success gambling. But he eventually figured it out. And he came back and he gave his dad his $5,000 back. And he had won like $3,500. And he just went and blew it on stuff he liked. Mm-hmm. And the dad was – but he says, why did you quit? And this is the best line. The kid says, anybody can win, but everybody's going to lose.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.